Okay, welcome back everyone to the Keep It Cute podcast. We are now on to episode 2. Yeah, it's crazy. Episode 2 already, so here we are. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone for all the love on my very first episode that came out like almost 2 weeks ago. No, about a week and a half ago now. I got so much love on it. I got a lot of positive feedback. And I think when I first launched it, it was just available on Spotify, but it's now available on all streaming platforms. So you can hear me on Spotify, Apple Music, basically anywhere you listen to a podcast at, you can hear my podcast. So, I apologize for my cat just crying in the background. She's not crying. She's just meowing. She's in my bedroom with my sister, so, and she wants to come out and be nosy, but she can't be, so I apologize for that. You might just hear her for a bit. Alrighty. So today I have a very special guest. She's been my friend for quite a few years now, and yeah, it's Amber.
Hello.
Hi, Amber. Amber and I have basically, I've known you for like ever, but I didn't like know you until a couple years ago. But like we basically went to school like our whole lives together.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the most part. You're just 2 years older than me?
2 years.
2 grades ahead of me, basically. You're only a year older than me, but 2 grades ahead of me. So yeah, we went to school all that time together. And Amber is actually one of the people that I let listen to my podcast before I even launched it. She listened to the first episode, and I wanted her feedback. I thought it was important.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you're going to say that because you're my friend.
Well, I could be. I mean, it's honesty.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. So, yeah. And, yeah. I'm a little, you know, I'm just waking up right now. We're recording this really early. Well, it's not that early. It's about to be 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday. So, you know. But I don't mind doing it this early. Honestly, I think I like doing it at this time. It's like nothing's really going on right now. So.
Yeah, less distractions.
Yes. So, what was I going to say? Oh. So, let's talk about that wonderful night back in December when we went to the bar. Amber and I and a group of our friends, we went to the bar back in December. Like, was it before or after Christmas? I don't even remember.
Honestly, I think it was after.
Was it after?
I think.
I just remember because Mikey came. Yeah. So was it before or after? I'm not sure. Anyways, so do you want to tell your side of the story first, or do you want me to tell my side?
You go you first.
Okay. So, we went to this really popular bar down in, like, the Newport, Costa Mesa area. And that night, I already knew that I was going to get plastered. I planned it out, basically. I knew I was going to get so drunk. I was like, I have every intention to get drunk on this night. So, I think we started with shots first. Yes, because Danny bought a round of shots.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, Danny bought a round of shots. I took a shot, and then we went on to drinks, and I had a margarita. I think you were drinking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
That's...
Yeah. So I had a margarita, and then I think at the second margarita was when I started to forget everything, when everything started to go. We already know I'm very lightweight.
Yeah. She's gone, like, after 2 sips.
But... I am. Honestly, I'm plastered. So this is after 1 shot and 2 margaritas, I think, that I was, like, really drunk. And my memory of this night is so vivid after that second drink. So I, like, remember things and I don't. So it, like, comes in and out. But I remember standing up, and I think I went to the bathroom. And then I came back and I stood next to you and you were sitting at the booth. And I think I don't know if we were talking or what, and I just turned to you. Did I grab your face?
You did,
yeah. I grabbed your face. And I went in to kiss you. And That's all I remember. That's all I remember. And I remember everyone just being like, whoa.
Yeah, everyone was like, what the fuck?
That's all I remember. I can become very lovey. Yeah. It just depends. But I remember that night was like a wave of emotions for me. I remember calling my brother and like crying and telling him how much I loved.
Yeah, you called him like probably 6 or 7 times because he had to work.
Yeah, my brother was working that night.
He wasn't with us.
Yeah, and I just remember calling him and being like, Robert, I just love you so much.
Yeah, we were like, you're cut off. Like, we would take your phone.
Oh, thank God you guys did. Thank God you guys did. Of course I got mad. I always get angry.
Yeah, we were like, we don't care.
Oh my God, what a good time that was. That was such a good time.
It was so fun. It caught me so off guard. But I mean, it's like memories, and it's a good laugh every single time.
Every single time we bring it up. And then I ended up throwing up all over the place. I remember.
Yeah, at our other friend's house after.
Yes, I remember. But I do remember throwing up in the parking lot, hanging my head out of Danny's window.
You did, yeah. Yeah.
And I just... And then I don't remember the ride there.
It was like a 2-minute drive.
Yeah, I don't remember the ride there. And then I kind of remember throwing up in his backyard, but not really. Not one of my finest moments. Probably the most drunk I've ever been to.
I mean, we all have moments like that. Of course. I have countless times.
Yeah. And then we freaking came back to my house and we have freaking video footage of Artie throwing up in my front yard. So.
It's gold.
You know, whatever. That was a fun night, though. Not going to lie.
I mean, those are like the memories that.
Yeah.
We're going to laugh when we're 80. Like.
Yes.
We're just young. Yeah. Having fun.
I know. That was such a good time. Ay, ay, ay. Man. But yeah, I just remember trying to go to kiss.
Yeah. I was like, no.
You're like, I'm not about that. I'm good.
I like just backed up. I was like, no, no, no.
Oh my God. What a good time. Okay. So let's get on to our topic for the day. Today, Amber and I are going to talk. Well, let me just give like a little backstory. I think Amber and I, having been friends for so long and constantly telling each other our things. Amber and I have been through it.
True.
We have been through it in more ways than one, I guess. And so Amber and I usually have very deep conversations about like getting through things and moving on from certain things and just, you know, trying to grow and learn.
Yeah.
And just moving past things. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, let's just talk about that today, you know? So I feel like we've both, and it's not even just moving past relationships, like with other people, like significant others, boys, guys or girls or whatever. It's like family things and friendships and all this other stuff, because like we both have been through those things more recently. So I just felt like, oh, why not talk about it?
Yeah.
On my podcast. And so that's what we're going to do right now. I don't know how to segue from that. So, I don't know.
I mean, I think that's such an important part of, like, growing.
Yes.
Is realizing that you are not in that stage of life anymore. Mm-hmm. You're not, you love those people, or you may still care about them, but growing older, you have to realize that they're not always meant to be in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, even and family.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's super important too. I feel like a lot of people, they just feel the need, because they're family, that they have to keep them in their lives, you know?
Yeah.
When really they're just not a good person to have in your life. And I get that it's the whole blood related thing and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if they aren't like putting any type of positivity into your life, there's no reason for them to be in your life. And I get that, like, there's the love thing and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, love can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? And just a little disclaimer, Amber and I are not professionals. We have no clue what we're doing. We're still both extremely young, so
and we're gonna make way we'll more probably mistakes. Keep go
we're probably gonna have to, you know, learn more later on in life. So I'm only 21 and she just turned 23. So happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Even though
I already was with you on, so I already celebrated it with you, but you know, so yeah, I feel like that's like an important thing to say, because you and I obviously we're still young, and I feel like you and I are still gonna go through so many things. We'll probably have so many other relationships that might fall apart or come together, you know, you never know. So that's just a little disclaimer, but my face is itchy, sorry. I just feel like that needed to be said. But let me think. Do you feel like you've had any, like, really tough relationships that you've had to, like, move on from?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about family, like, you're always grown up to sit, to, like, be taught. Like, mm-hmm. Their blood, you have their exactly. back through thick and thin. But just because they're blood, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my best friends that are my family. Mm-hmm. I have this other family that's not blood, but I'm closer to them than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is so important to just, like, reiterate over mm-hmm. and over again, because I feel like we tend to stay in toxic family situations mm-hmm. because they're blood.
Yeah.
And that just brings you down. You're not going to be able to mature and, like, do what you're supposed to do mm-hmm. in life if you have all this weighted down, negative mm-hmm. energy. And I had to learn that the super hard way. And yeah. I'm still learning that. But in the last, like, 2 years, I'd say, I really learned to cut those people off.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean I don't love them. I still love them. I still want them to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no place in my life for them.
For them. Okay. Yeah. No, and another disclaimer I just realized, we're in no way trying to speak badly on these people.
No.
We're not. I mean, things happen, obviously, but we're in no way, whatever person we mention and you think we're talking about you, it's no way, in no way at all speaking badly about these people.
No.
Every person that, like, I've cut off a relationship with or anything like that, I wish them the best, honestly. Yeah. Like, I really do.
I still love them, and mm-hmm. I want them to be happy. And I think that's a sign of maturity, mm-hmm. when you can wish them the best and
yeah.
still love them. I still respect them. They just don't have a place in my life again.
Yeah. Which is important, because, you know, you can't keep going with your life with
you bad can't energy. Grow. Yeah.
You can't grow. You can't grow. So I feel like that's super important. For me, I don't really think I have a lot of really family things. It's more so friendships, mm-hmm. obviously. Like, I think it was last year that I stopped talking to my best friend of, like, 6 years. So, you know. And it was super random, too. But he wasn't really, he wasn't a toxic person in my life. It's just, we had a falling out. You already know the backstory to it. We won't go into detail about it. But, you know, but I loved him. I loved him and I still do. He was such a funny person in my life, you know. And so, but I wish him the best. But mm-hmm. for me, like, moving on from that was just only because it was so sudden. You are, like I said, you know the backstory. And it was just super random that this falling out happened, you know? So I was just a little, like, taken aback by it. Like, what the heck? You know? But I still, how would I say this? I wish I knew more of, like, mm-hmm. why it happened, you know? And for me, I, like, held on to that for a while, trying to, like, put it together. Like, what the heck even happened, you know?
Because you wanted closure.
Exactly, you know. But obviously, I didn't get that, so. But either way, I still honestly wish him the best. I hope he's doing well. He might be listening, but you never know, so. But, yeah, no, I wish him nothing but the best in life, you know? He was quite a person, quite a character, so I know he will go far in life. I know that for sure, so. But moving past from that was just a little weird, but it's more so, I don't know. Have you ever had any friendships, Amber?
I've had a few, and, I mean, I thought they were going to be in my life forever.
Yeah.
They, you know, they are like your sister, you know?
Mm-hmm.
they're your best friend.
Yeah.
You tell them everything, you do everything together. And it was hard losing them. I, like, in the beginning, I don't understand it, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just so sad.
Yeah.
And now that I'm older and, like, in my stage of life, mm-hmm. like, I realized I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have them in yeah. that part of my yeah. life. Because they were what I needed mm-hmm. to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were my person I felt safe yeah. with. I, you know, I had a complicated few years in high yeah. school and, you know, growing up. So having those people really shaped me
mm-hmm.
to just grow again, yeah. like grow. I can't really speak negative of them
mm-hmm.
because they weren't negative. Like mm-hmm. we had a falling out, but
yeah.
it was meant to happen.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a
exactly.
reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like people come into your life for a reason. Mm-hmm. And some people may be there for your entire life. Some people may be there for like a short period of time. Like if it's like a month, 6 months, you know, I think
yeah.
these people that come into our lives are here for a reason. And I think even if it doesn't end well, I feel like you get valuable life lessons out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much.
Exactly. Yeah, and we'll probably still learn more.
Oh, 100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
100%. But I feel like everyone comes into our lives for a reason, and there's a reason for them to be there, you know, if it's to bring you joy, if it's to bring you sadness to make you stronger, I don't know. But I feel like everyone comes into our lives for a reason, so I feel like a lot of friendships, relationships, family-wise, I feel like all of that happens to bring something to our lives, to mm-hmm. teach us something, to, you know, take on for with us for the rest of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
My mom always tells me that. I think my mom is very, I mentioned it, did I mention it in the first episode? I'm not sure if I mentioned it in the first episode, but mom is always right about, like, every person that comes into my life, you know? Like, she's like, I don't know about this person, or, you know, this person's good, you know? So I feel like, I don't know. And I'm sure she probably knows that from life lessons she got herself yeah. growing up, you know? So I feel like that is just such an important... I think we should just listen to our moms.
I mean, honestly. The people that are older than us, they really do know what they're talking about. If we would only listen exactly. when we were younger.
Exactly. From, like, the age of, like, 12 to maybe, I don't know, like... 17, 18, maybe even 19 if I'm really pushing it. I would never listen to my mom yeah. about people. I would never. She'd be like, she'd be skeptical about them. And then like stuff would happen and she'd be like, see, I was right.
And then, but that would almost push us to
exactly.
not like.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I just want to prove her wrong, yeah. you know. So.
That's such my personality.
Yeah. I'm like, I was the same way too. Yeah. I was like, no, mom, you don't know anything, you know.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah. But nope. My mom was always, always right. We just got an Amazon package. Lovely. I think I already know what it is, but I'll grab it at the end of this. But yeah, no, I think people should listen to the older people more.
Yeah.
Whether it be your parents, someone that's older than you that's giving you advice. I mean, they may not always be right, but I think it's important to listen to them.
Yeah. Even now, like, mm-hmm. I'll try to tell my younger cousin, and we're like yeah, 4 or 5 years
older. See, now we're the older people too, you know, and we have younger siblings, younger family members, yeah. and they don't want to listen.
I'm like, just listen. Like,
I know.
I will save you so much heartbreak.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
But then I put myself in their shoes. I'm like, I didn't give a yeah. fuck what they said.
Yeah,
like,
I did not care at all either.
Yeah.
So it's like... it's so funny how the tables
turn. It's part of life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As we get older, you know. But, you know, I think it's important for them to go through those mm-hmm. life lessons, too. They're going to learn, obviously, and they're going to look back later on in life when we're older, when we're all older, and they'll be like, you were right.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I was. Believe me, I know. But, yeah, I still sometimes, too, find it hard to listen to my mom now, even yeah. though, obviously, I have a really close relationship with my mom, but I feel like it's very... sometimes I'm like, oh, well, now I'm an adult. I can do this. I can do that. I know what I'm doing, you know, yeah. and I don't want to listen to her. But then I should because she's still always right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just like our stubbornness. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just the way we're programmed, honestly. Yeah. I feel like you and I were very stubborn people.
Oh, yeah.
We are. That's probably why we get along so well.
I will do anything.
Yes.
To get what I, like, I don't care if it's wrong mm-hmm. by other people. I'm like, well, I'm focused.
Yeah. Yeah. You stick. And I are a lot alike. And that yeah. is why we are such good friends. Because we do a lot of the same. Honestly, Amber and I, we've probably gotten closer this past year.
Yeah.
And
I would say so.
I feel like we do a lot of the same things, especially when it comes to boys.
Oh, yeah.
We're very, I use this word a lot to describe myself, but we do a lot of clownery. We honestly do, and we're so dumb, but we're always telling each other the same, we give each other the same advice, and we don't listen to each other. Literally. Speaking of not listening to other people, Amber and I don't even listen to each other, and we give each other advice all the time.
All the time.
And we're never listening. And I'm always like, oh, Amber, she's such a positive person, you know? And she always gives me such good, like, advice for moving on and moving past things. But I don't listen to her.
No.
Like, I've been stuck in the same situation for a very long time. Amber knows what situation I'm talking about. And I never listen to her.
But that, you can't move past certain things until you're ready. Like, mm-hmm. I've had my fair share of a relationship, and family and friends have told me to leave mm-hmm. and get out. And
you just don't want to listen.
And I don't listen because yeah. I'm not ready.
Exactly.
You have to be ready. Yeah. It's like a person with addiction. You can't mm-hmm. help them until they want to help themselves.
Until they want to help themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very it's very easy to, like, become addicted to other people,
yeah.
if you get what I'm saying, because you become so, people become so hooked on love
mm-hmm.
and what they think it is, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm on, like I said earlier, I have no clue what I'm doing. Don't listen to me if you don't think I'm right. But for me personally, I mentioned it in the first episode, I fell in love when I was, like, 18 years old, so, and it's, like, the only person I've ever been in love with. So, for me, it's just, it's very hard to let go of that because it was my first love, if you mm-hmm. get what I'm saying. And I'm so attached to that, like, oh, my first love, you know, I love this person, like, he's the first guy I ever loved, the only person I've ever been in love with, you know, so I'm so attached to that.
And you get attached to the story of, like, mm-hmm. at least I do, like.
Yeah. No, I'm totally yeah. with you on that one. And the other thing is, too, oh, man, I just had it, and then I lost my train of thought. No, I think, I just found it again. I think people become so attached to the history you have mm-hmm. with the person. You're like, oh, I've put in all these years with this person. I don't want to move on without them because yeah. I put in these years, you know? And it's just, like, sometimes those years just don't make up for all the pain that's been, like, mm-hmm. caused in your life, if you get what I'm saying. So I feel like as humans, we obviously become attached to that and stuff like that. So I feel like people need to learn to, I guess, unlearn that
mm-hmm.
and, like, realize that, you know, this bad in your life really outweighs all this history and all this love and all this time you put in with this person.
Yeah, because you can't grow if you... Mm-hmm. If you're holding on and,
yeah.
I mean, you can love them because that was part of that part of your life.
Yeah.
Like, to grow,
mm-hmm.
it's time to let them go.
To let them go.
And acknowledge that, wow, I did love you. This mm-hmm. was amazing. Like, our history is, I mean, crazy. Like, you'll be a story I'll tell my future kids,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. you're not my person. You're not who I want to yeah. grow with.
Exactly. And again, that's back to the, man, I keep losing my train of thought. It's back to the, God damn it. I totally forgot what I was going to say. I just had it and then it went away. But it's back to, there we go. The life lesson. Like I said, everyone comes into our lives for a reason, even when it comes yeah. to, like, relationship wise, you know, and I feel like people come into your lives for those lessons, and I feel like all that history, all that love, all that pain, all that heartache, it's all there to teach you something, obviously. And for me personally, I feel like my heartache and my pain that I've been through, it's really put me in, like, a different state of mind now versus, like, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because I feel like now, and I mean, I don't think, obviously no one deserves to feel that heartache and that pain that people go through, you know, and mm-hmm. I personally don't think I deserve to go through all that I went through, you know, but I feel like it made me stronger, mm-hmm. and I've grown, and like I said, I still have a lot of growing to do, obviously, and for me, it's just like, I don't know, it's just getting older and growing up from that, and I feel like all that that I've learned from this person, this heartache, this pain, that love that I had for that person, which I, never mind, I was gonna say something, but I'll come back to it, but I feel like all of that has, like, been put into me to grow and glow and move past and bring, I just know what to do when I come into another relationship with, like, another person, whether it be relationship-wise, friendship-wise, mm-hmm. family-wise, you know, I feel like I can apply what I've learned
yeah.
to those things, mm-hmm. if you get what I'm saying.
No, definitely. Like, it's a lesson, and you grow, like, you learn, and mm-hmm. now your next relationship you get into, or, like, mm-hmm. a friendship, you know how to do things a little differently. That is a more, probably, like, healthier way.
Yeah.
Because yeah. When you're young, like, your first relationship, you're in love, like, mm-hmm. we grow up to be taught this certain idea of love.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Like, from Disney movies. And that is not real. Like,
it's not.
It's not, I mean, all butterflies, it's like, and rainbows.
It's a rare occurrence that it does happen, that maybe that is all butterflies yeah. and rainbows. But for the most part, reality is totally different from that. People fight. People argue. Not everything yeah. goes your way, you know. Some people don't even, like, get to the relationship part. I think now, especially in this day and age and our culture and mm-hmm. our, like, generation, we're so hooked on the, not really the, well, because for us now, it's, like, what's really trendy and, like, popular, I guess, is that talking phase that a lot of people go through, you know, yeah. there's the talking phase, and usually when, oops, sorry, oops, I apologize, there's the talking phase, and I feel like a lot of things just don't go past the talking phase, you know, they don't go into relationships, you know, people become so enamored on this talking phase and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So I feel like people are so hooked on that right now that, like, I don't know. And I feel like when that talking phase ends, for some reason, people are just so heartbroken over it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I've had some friends that are, like, devastated because this person ghosted them or stopped talking yeah. to them. And I'm like, but you, like, only were talking to this person. I would understand if it were, like, you hooked up with them and did other things with them, you know? But, like, if you're just talking to this person, then there's really no reason to be so, like, heartbroken over it.
Yeah. I mean, it depends, because you can have really intimate, deep conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hardest part, because mm-hmm. people do get so, like, invested in conversation, mm-hmm.
in
right?
conversations.
Like, in the talking stage, you talk every day, you're constantly texting, and you emotionally do get attached,
mm-hmm.
even if there's no physical,
yeah,
you still, like, would let your guard down,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's why people get so heartbroken,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, like, they let down some of their guard,
yeah.
Especially if they're ghosted, like,
yeah, getting ghosted sucks.
I mean, I've been ghosted.
I have too.
Have and, I?
Yeah, I have. Sorry.
And I think it's complete bullshit. Like, grow up, just send a text.
Wait, Amber, have you ever ghosted someone? See, she's over here talking shit, and she's like, she starts laughing when I ask her if she's ever ghosted someone. Come on, Amber.
So I was younger, and I, like, ghosted.
Yeah,
but
girl, I still ghost people now.
See. I can't do it anymore because a couple months ago I was ghosted, and
okay, that, yeah, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about, yeah.
That hurt me, like,
oh my god.
Because it was more, it wasn't just the talking stage.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. When it comes down to, like, sorry, I just totally cut you off, but I know what you mean because I already know about the situation.
Yeah.
But when you, like, open up to someone and uh-huh. all that stuff that you obviously went through with that person, I know that that hurts a little more.
Yeah. And so I was so invested, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you go from every single day talking and making future plans and all this stuff to just fucking be ghosted. Like, I'm like, you have no respect. So ever since that, I'm like, yeah. no, I'll send a text saying, like, hey, I just don't see this going anywhere. But yeah. Even if it thinks, like, if you think you're going to hurt someone, I guarantee you're going to hurt them more by not saying anything.
By not saying anything. Okay. I
get what you mean. And just be honest. Like, I'm such a huge fan of communication. And if you can't communicate, it's, like, you have no business being in my life. Like,
yeah. I'm sorry. No, I totally get where you're coming from with that. Just because I know you were a little more invested into that situation that you were in. But for me, because you know me, I'm like.
You're a little heartless.
Amber. I'm not heart. Don't say I'm heartless.
I said a little bit.
Just a little. But for me, it's just.
I feel like you just don't get so invested as quickly.
I don't. You know me. I'm very, like, reserved, I guess. I mean, I'm very. When it comes to, like, talking stages, I'm very talkative, but I'm more talkative in, like, a friendly way.
Yeah, you don't get emotionally invested.
I don't get emotionally... I don't get emotionally invested, Amber, okay? I don't like putting my emotions out there. I'm not an emotional person. Actually, I am. I actually am a very emotional person. I'm really actually super sensitive. I carry myself like I'm not, but I am. Yeah. So, but I'm, like, I'm sensitive when it comes towards, like, people that know me and love me already. Mm-hmm. So, and I love them, you know? Like, have you seen me cry?
I have.
You have.
I think and I have
You've seen me when I text you like crazy too, when I'm like super emotional about stuff.
But I can't even keep up sometimes. I just let you just send all your messages.
You
I'm
just
like,
let me
okay.
go. And I, usually it's just I need to vent, but I'm very like emotionally reserved when it comes to talking to new people because I don't know. Like I said, I've already been through some heartache and I don't want to go through it again, you know, but.
Yeah.
I got to stop being like that because I feel like if I'm like that, then I'll never find something, obviously, but. Whatever.
I mean, you're still young.
I am. I'm only 21 people, so.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not in a rush to look for someone. If I'm, like, 30 and not married yet, I'll be okay, honestly. I'll be fine.
I know.
You know I will be fine. I'm a very independent person, so. And I like to be alone. I just prefer it that way. So, yeah.
It's very true. Yeah. Yeah, I think... That's where we're a little different because I wear my heart on my sleeve and that's just who I am. And I mean, it makes me who I am, but it hurts me sometimes because I just go head first.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had a really like, you know, bad heartache and, you know, that was the hardest thing. And ever since that relationship, I think I've been more closed off. And not really, like, really open to finding new relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll talk to guys, and I can be so flirty. Like,
yeah. Yes, I've heard.
It's just also my personality. Yeah. Like, and I don't even think I want anything of it. Like, I'm just a flirty person. And
yeah.
It gets me into trouble sometimes. Because then, like, these guys will talk to me. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, but it's my defense mechanism of, like, okay. Oh, gosh. They started to like me. All right, all done. Even if I really like them. And I get mad at myself because I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I've told you that too, Amber. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Because Amber's been on dates before, you know. And she's like, oh. Amber starts looking for, like, reasons to get away from this person. 100%. To, like, move past. They're like, they're not this. They're not that. I'm like, Amber, this person really likes you. Come on. Like, stop looking for reasons to go and just stop. Just stop looking for reasons to get them out of your life because they're good people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's just, and again, where we're very similar. You and I, we just have a thing for the fuckboys. We really do.
We really do.
We really do. We just, we love them. I don't know.
I feel like. Even if I know they are a fuckboy, I'll make reasons in my head why they're not and why I'll continue to do this. Like, I mean, this last person I was with, I mean, when I saw him, like, my friend asked me to describe him. And I said, he's going to break my heart.
Oh my God.
I was
you knew, Amber.
I knew. I was like, he's the heartbreaker. And what did I do? Dive head first.
Oh
like,
my.
I was like, oh, it's going to be different. Like, this is really cool. I mean, he's a really good person, but he doesn't want anything more. Like,
he's
a fuckboy. He doesn't want a relationship. And I'm over here please, like, I can change you, like, yeah.
Oh my.
I'm like, but it was hard because the way he acted with me was not at all what.
Yeah.
His actions weren't lining up with his words. Mm-hmm. And I think I had to, like, realize, like, oh, no, you are doing something different than what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, we're just friends now and.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I had fun. It was a learning experience. Like.
Exactly. A life lesson.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel, wish him too, happiness. Here's the other thing that really makes me frustrated with some guys, too, with fuckboys especially. Mm-hmm. It's like, they say they don't want a relationship, but then they're like, a couple months later, they're in a relationship with someone. It's like, if you don't want a relationship with me,
yeah,
tell me that.
And that's where I say communication.
Communication,
and
yes.
They're like, oh, we don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm like, I can be, like, cold-hearted if I really want to be. Yeah. I'm like, but I'd rather be hurt by the truth than hurt by some fucking lies and then see you doing things that you just told me you didn't want. Like, I'm like, are you an idiot? Like,
but wait, Amber, have you ever been a fuckboy? Have you ever been a fuck girl? Or do you not have, like, the mental capacity for that?
You know, I don't think I would say I would. I mean, yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. Like,
I don't think you have been.
I don't think I have been.
You're too nice.
Yeah, like, I think.
And like you said earlier, sorry, I just totally cut you off, but like you said earlier about the whole, the ghosting thing and stuff like that. See, you're not like that, so.
Yeah,
you're like, too nice.
I've wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, damn, I just want to be heartless for a day. Yeah. Like, not give two fucks.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, put myself in that position, and I mean, I would feel terrible. Like, you know about this date I went on a couple months ago, probably like 3 or 4 months ago, and this guy was super nice. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. On paper, he's everything that I wanted, but the chemistry just was not there. Yeah. And
I've been there.
And it sucked because he really liked me, and I'm like, I have no feelings for you. Like, I think you're a great person, but I can't see this, like, going anywhere. Yeah. And having to tell him that was so hard, okay? Yeah. Like,
I remember.
Yeah, I texted him. I told him, right? Like, I told him how I felt, and I think he's a great guy. And he said that he was so blindsided. And I was like, whoa, like.
And hadn't you guys only gone on, like, what, 2-3 dates?
We went on 2 dates. And I'm like, I don't know, like, why you're so blindsided, because
he was emotionally invested, Amber.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna disregard his feelings, but like, I was not, like,
yeah.
And so then I told him I couldn't see him again, and then like a couple weeks later I texted him and I was like, oh, maybe I'll give you another chance, like,
oh my god, Amber.
Because he would like message me and I was like, well, maybe my past relationship insecurities. Because I am so afraid to be vulnerable because of how hurt I got.
Yeah.
And the thought of finding, like, my person is terrifying because of the pain.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of, like, soul searching, you could say, or, like, reflecting. And I realized I never really gave him the chance because I'm just like, I'd rather just end it and save the heartbreak if it could happen. Mm-hmm. So we went on another date, and again, he's a really cool guy, but, like, could not see us together.
No chemistry, like, when there's no chemistry, it's just better not to force it. If there's nothing, you like, that date I went on that I mentioned in my last one, when that guy kissed me, you know, because I texted you that night. But, like, there was nothing there, and I was like, I kept debating it. I'm like, do I want to give him a chance? Do I not? Do I do? I don't know. I don't know what I want to do, you know? And I was like, but if there's literally nothing there, I don't think there ever is going to be something there.
Yeah, you can't force it. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad I did go on another date with him because I allowed myself to open up a little bit, to be more vulnerable, to see if it could be more. And it couldn't. And, again, I had to send him another message about that. And I mean, in my mind, I thought about just ghosting him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this is easy. Like, I just block his number. Yeah. And
Exactly. There you go.
There's nothing else, right? Because he had no social media. And so I was like, this could be the easiest ghost ever. But again, I can't be that heartless. So I texted him. And I mean, he was heartbroken, but he understood.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. But I mean, that was hard. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
like,
you were just, I remember. Yeah, no.
I was like, I did have to do it again.
I think we all know that me, I'm totally a fuck girl. I totally am.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you don't even, you're like, oh, no, Gurney, you're not. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have been. We all heard my first episode. We all know. We all know I am. It's just, it's the honest truth. I don't know why, but for me, it's just, sometimes I like to do things out of boredom. Which I know does not sound good, but I'm not the only person that's like this. I know I have a lot of friends that are just like this, okay? You do things out of boredom. You get bored and you're like, oh, I want to do, you know, this person's giving me attention.
Because we like the attention, the validation.
Yes, and the validation and all that. So I don't know, but obviously I've totally been a fuck girl. We all heard my stories. We heard them in the first episode, so it's just who I am. I'm sure I'll change eventually, but for now, well, like I said, I'm not actively looking right now. I don't even care. So I'm just like, whatever about it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong in that as long as, like, you just communicate again. Yes. Like, just tell the guys, I don't want anything with you. This is just going to be fun. Yeah.
Maybe eventually I'll find a way to communicate. But for now, you know.
I'll be here to help you.
Yes, Amber. Amber will be here along the way to help me out.
Yeah.
See, but there's the other really big difference with me and you. See, I don't care, but, like, Amber really wants to be married. Like, she has, like, a vision in her mind of being married and having kids, and I'm just like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, definitely. So when I start to date people, I'm like, oh, like, are you husband material? Like, can you be a dad? Like, because that's my growing up, I knew I wanted to be a mom and a wife, so.
Yes, I know you want that so badly.
I do, and I'm like, I know I'm only 23, but, like, fuck, hurry up.
Yeah, I'm over here rooting for you. I'm like, Amber, thanks. You'll find him. You'll find him, and you'll have beautiful babies, and it'll be the cool Thea that comes over. I'm going to come over wine drunk to, like, the first birthday party. God. Like, woo, baby's first birthday.
Passed out on the front lawn.
Probably. Me, my brother, the whole crew, we're going to pull up. We're all going to be like, Amber's baby's one.
I mean, I will have to say, like, my kids' aunt and like uncles are gonna be the raddest people.
Yeah, like, I feel like for sure you'll probably be like the first person to have kids out of all of our friends.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean,
I really do, because you're like the one that's like ambitious about it, and all of us, we're just over here chilling. We're like,
you're just chilling. Yeah,
you know, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I can't just. It's just gonna be so much fun. Like,
yeah,
we're just gonna be the crazy group that still parties at my kid's birthday party. I think we're gonna get more, like. Lit, I guess. I hate that term, but like, we're just gonna be partying in the back, and the kids are gonna be like in the jumper. Fine.
You ever see it? There's a meme that I've seen. It's like a lot on. I usually see it pop up on like a lot of those Latino meme pages, and it's like, you ever just go over to your neighbor's house and they're having this big ass party for a 1-year-old?
Yeah,
and it's just so funny. That'll be us one day.
Yeah, hopefully with our soon. Don Julio. Like.
Hopefully in a few years, yes. Yeah. For Amber's first baby. We'll see. Oh, my God. This conversation has gone, like, all over the place.
Yeah. I was visualizing what kind of shit show was going to happen at my future kid's birthday party. Because we're all loud and obnoxious, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know me, I'll probably be the first one that's drunk. I'll probably come drunk.
You have 2 sips.
I'll probably come drunk, yes. Yeah. We all know I get drunk so quickly, so. Oh, God, God. Speaking of getting drunk, have you ever been in, like, that situation where you're drunk and you just call someone, call a guy?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I can't even tell you how many times. I have, like, 2 guys that I just, like, go back to. I'm so embarrassed because I remember, like, I'll wake up the next morning and be like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, I'm like, really, Amber? You can't just, like, turn your phone off? Like, I don't know. Like, but
oh my God.
It's fun. And they know that. They know. They're like, oh, you're drunk. I'm like, well, yeah. Duh. Like,
duh. Yeah.
I'm wasted. But, like, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But, Yeah. And I mean, I think that was more probably when I was younger, like a couple years ago, I would have mm-hmm. like those people. Like now I don't actually go any, like I'll text him and then I just leave my phone. Like now mm-hmm. when I party, I just,
yeah,
I think I lose my phone more yeah. than anything. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I don't know where it is. Like, yeah. I'm sure it'll be here somewhere.
Yeah. Luckily for me, you guys take my phone away from me if I'm, like, drunk. If I'm, like, drunk, you guys yeah. will take it away from me. But I've been there. I've called and texted people when I'm drunk.
Yeah. And
I'm like you, too.
It's fun.
Well, I mostly have... It honestly is.
It's so fun. So
it's so fun. Sometimes I'm, like, not even, like, drunk, but I'll be, like, tipsy, and I'm like, oh, I...
Yeah.
Because it just gives you a little more confidence, you know, to, uh-huh. like, do it. I'm like, oh, let me just text... Let me see what they're doing.
Well, yeah, like, I have so much more confidence if when I'm, like, tipsy. Like, yeah. I'm a confident person, but
yeah.
I just, I think I get so nervous and in my yeah, head to really, really go through. Yeah, you get really in your head about it. And so I don't do anything.
But wait, has your drunk text or calls ever been successful?
They have, yeah.
Mine have, actually, have they? I think maybe once or twice I've been successful in it, mm-hmm. but for the most part, I usually get rejected. Oh. And you know me, I don't take rejection well.
No.
I do not take rejection well, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've been rejected a couple times, yeah. but, I mean,
but you probably take it like a grain of salt. I have the worst reaction to rejection. I don't like it. I think it's because it hurts my ego a little, you know?
Yeah. I think it doesn't bother me because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm sober, I'm like, oh, that kind of yeah. sucks. Like, yeah. getting rejected. But yeah. when I'm drunk, I just feel invincible. And I'm like, oh, I don't okay. care. Like, and I'm with people that I care about. Mm-hmm. And like, it's always a good time. So, I just, yeah.
Yeah. For me, though, because when I'm drunk, you know me, I go through so many emotions.
Yeah, you are, like,
all over the place. So, for me, it's like, sometimes I'll take my rejection when I'm drunk with a grain of salt, but mm-hmm. sometimes I'll just be, and I'll start crying. Ugh.
You never know what Karina you're going to get when she's yeah, drunk.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. You never know. I could be mad. I could be in love. I could yeah. be sad. I could be happy. I don't know. So it's just, it's She's, always different.
Yeah.
It's a wave of emotions with me.
The last time I think we all got drunk, we were at your house. Yeah, because we had like our own version of EDC at the house.
Oh, yeah. When I fell out of the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what happened. We were sitting next to each other, and then all of a sudden, she's on the floor. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. And I'm so happy for the video cameras in yeah, the front yard that got was it golden. All. Oh, my God.
And then I think, like, 10 minutes later, it was either before or after she fell, she threw her phone in the dirt. Like, she came from the street, and then all of a sudden, I see the phone,
oh, my like, God, just yes, fly. I remember that.
Like, that is the wave of emotion of Karina when she's yeah, drunk.
That was...
I was like, what it's the...
Just, you never know who you're going to get with me. It's either Karina or it's Karen.
Yeah.
You never know.
She's a real-life Karen, guys.
You never know. So, oh, man. But that was a fun night.
Yeah.
But I remember my head really hurt because I was sitting in a metal chair. And
I don't know how she fell.
I think I fell forward. I don't know what I was doing, but I fell forward. And the chair's metal, so the back of the chair hit yep. the back of my head when I fell, and that shit hurt. I yeah. was in pain for like a week after. I was like, oh my God. Oh my. Ay, ay, ay. Oh man. This conversation was originally supposed to be just us talking about moving on and maybe being sad.
Yeah.
We've gone all over the place, but it's been a good conversation so far.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
pretty satisfied.
It's a good laugh.
Yes. Oh, man. Just remembering all of my drunk moments. I don't think I've ever seen you, like, super plastered. I've seen you, like, drunk, but mm-hmm. never plastered. I've heard stories, but I've never seen you plastered.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. No.
No. No, I've never seen you super drunk. Yeah, I would like to see you super drunk one day, Amber. I'm sure I will, but.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure you will.
When was that? Oh, I was drunk on your at your birthday dinner. Yeah. Yeah, like a week ago. It yeah. literally was like a week ago.
Literally.
Oh my God, you know what I was going to tell you? When we were there, there was such a cute girl sitting at the table next to us. Do you remember the girl?
Yeah.
She had like short hair and she was wearing a yellow shirt. I was in love. I was oh, you know, I was going to tell you right then and there, but I was like, oh no. I'll tell you later.
Well, so that's good because probably you would have yelled it because yeah. you were. Oh, for she sure. was honestly, she had two sips of her drink and she was like, whoa.
Yeah. I was feeling good that night. Yeah.
Yeah, no. There. I mean, I like to say that I'm a fun drunk, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had my fair share of, like, terrible drunk, like, emotional and, but I wasn't, like, as happy in those things. I think mm-hmm. now I'm in such a, like, good spot in my life that yeah. if I get drunk, I'm so happy and, like, the confidence is there. In the last 2 years, I think I just am down to have a good time.
Yeah. Do you drunk cry?
I have a couple times. Okay. And those are the times where, like, something significant has happened in my life yeah. that has just been, like, devastating. Mm-hmm. And then I go out and party, which yeah. is...
Not a good way to, you know, no. grieve.
Yeah, and to cope is, like, not good.
Yeah.
And that is what I've learned. And now I'm mature enough where if mm-hmm. I've had a bad day, I'm not going to go get drunk because that's not fun. Yeah. Like, but now I laugh at those moments yeah. and they're learning curves. And I feel yeah. like everyone has had some type of bad drunk. Like, whether you oh, cry yeah. or, you know, I mean, I know mad, like, angry drunks. Yeah. And that's... I'm like, oh, I don't know which one I want more, the yeah. crier or the, like, angry one.
You know what, though? Sometimes when I haven't drunk cried since that night in December. Mm-hmm. I think that was the last time I got, like, drunk and cried. But sometimes it just feels good
yeah.
to let out a good cry. Even when I'm sober, I'll cry. I cried this past week. I had a rough week this week, so, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to leave that in last week. It's a new week this week, you know?
Exactly. So
we're going to have a good week this week. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, have you had any, like, an embarrassing drunk night? Like, have you done anything that you are so embarrassed by?
All I can think about is that night in December because I threw up everywhere.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I tried to kiss you, so.
I mean, it's a good laugh.
And then falling out of my chair. That was also not one of my best moments, but, you know, whatever. I think when I get drunk, though, you guys are so entertained, honestly.
Yeah, and the hard part is because, like, we all feel like we have to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
So...
My poor brother. Yeah. My brother, when he comes out with us, I feel so bad for him sometimes. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't get that drunk. But then I get drunk.
Yeah. And I think that's a problem because we're all like, oh, fuck, we got to help Karina. Like,
yeah.
Because your mom would kill us if anything happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
But, well, I'm also the youngest person.
Yeah.
I was the last one to turn 21, uh-huh. so.
Yeah. We all were like, oh, we got to protect you.
But now there's a pandemic, so we don't really go out at all. When we went out the other night for your birthday, uh-huh. that was, like, the first time we went out in such a long time.
Yeah.
Like, as a group. And it wasn't even the whole group. It was just me, you, my brother, and Artie. So yeah. It wasn't even that major. But, yeah. I apologize for having to babysit me. I will take it into consideration next time.
She won't
separate my two sips by the hour.
Thank you. Just separate it by a glass of water.
Honestly. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my gosh. That, man. Having to babysit me, I can't imagine. I would like to babysit. You know what? Maybe one day I will be DD.
Okay.
I should be designated driver, so I won't even drink at all. But then I won't have a good time.
That's where you have to change, because I used to be just like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm always sitting in the corner like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I'm not even drunk.
But you just, like, it's going to be so entertaining and so fun. And you have to, mm-hmm. I think that's a part of growing up also, is knowing you don't need alcohol or something to have fun when your friends are.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've gone to the bar a couple times and I made it a thing, like, I'm not drinking. And mm-hmm. those are some of my best nights.
Okay.
Because I just let all my guards down, because everyone is drunk. They're not watching you. Like, they're all, fucked up in their own way. So yeah. It's entertaining. You see people become drunk like hot messes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so entertaining. It's easy to do. Once you like let those insecurities of like your guard down and like thinking you have to have a drink to have fun, I mean, you'll have so much fun. And look at our friend group. If you are the DD, you can see me get plastered. Like,
oh, I would love to see it. I really would.
Yeah. You could even, like, your brother has lots of stories.
Oh, I know. I remember one time he fell asleep in the shower coming home from, I think, your birthday. That was.
Yeah. That was what, that like, was my 19th birthday?
I don't know. That was many years back. I was still in high school, so.
Yeah. And her brother is the best because he doesn't like to drink. And I'm
he's not a big drinker.
I'm like, get the hell out of the house. We're going. And I'll drag him.
Yeah.
And I call him the real MVP because he drinks all the drinks I don't want. Because I'll order drinks. And I'm like, I don't like it. And force him to drink it. So then he gets drunk. But he'll sober up by the time I'm drunk. So Robert has taken care of me so many times.
Just a little disclaimer. We are not alcoholics. No, I promise. We're not. We just like to have a good time.
Yeah. And we're still, these are like stories that happened a couple years ago. I think we've all mellowed out so much over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, me, it was like, because obviously I'm 21. So let's count how many times I'm going to say 21. Oh my God. Anyways. So it was like I turned 21 and we were like going out and then a pandemic happened. So I can't even like go out and get drunk. But I don't really even. I occasionally drink at home, but not that often. I wish I would more, but actually, no, I don't. I don't want to be an alcoholic, but the only time I ever drink is when I go out or when, like, friends come over.
Yeah.
That's, like, really the only time, so I try not to get too drunk if I don't need to get drunk, you know?
I mean, you don't need to. Like,
I don't. But, you know, I'll do it if I'm going to have a good time with my friends, but if I'm just at home, there's no point.
I don't drink at home, like,
there really is no point. I'm like, if I'm gonna drink, I'm gonna get drunk. So, and I don't want to get, who the heck likes getting drunk at home? No one.
Yeah, unless it's like a party or people are over, there's like no fun.
There's no fun in it at all. Oh my God. Okay, are we good to go? I think we're gonna wrap it up here.
Yeah, I think
alrighty. Thank you everyone for listening to me and Amber and our conversation. That was probably a really good conversation, honestly.
I think we covered a lot of topics.
So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. I am available on all streaming platforms, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that. I'll make sure to tag mine and Amber's Twitters in the description. So not our Twitters, our Instagrams. Our Instagrams. I will make sure to tag our Instagrams in the description box below. Thank you to everyone for listening. I appreciate it so very much. And I will see you in the next episode.